Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. Now, I will be talking on planning of hospital services. Chapter 6. The name of chapter is Hospital Design. Name of subject is Planning and Designing of Healthcare Facilities. Technical analysis of hospital planning and designing. As you know, whenever you plan anything, you have to think a lot. Thinking should be done in such a way that you have to give the reason why you do the planning and how your planning will be beneficial. When we consider the healthcare services provided by the hospital, since it is a specialized branch, it takes into account the technicality of hospital design, and that is why it requires technical analysis of hospital planning. In hospital, patients are admitted on bed, so bed planning is an important component of hospital planning. Hospital facilities in the area are not utilized primarily by the population in the adjoining area of the hospital, but also by the patient who come to the hospital or who are referred from the hospital from further catchment area. For example, the few hospitals are not well equipped off, so they may refer the complicated cases either to government hospitals or government medical colleges or bigger corporate house for the further and definitive treatment. Therefore, the bed planning of the hospital not only means the hospital patients admitted in the hospital from nearby area, but from the far-flung areas. For example, Mumbai is a bigger city, and here lot of patients may be referred from interior part of Maharashtra like Raigarh, Kolhapur, Solapur, Nasik, etc. apart from the patient coming from Mumbai. Therefore, if you know the pattern of the disease, if you know the volume of the patient, if you know the area from where the patients are coming, you can do the proper bed planning of the hospital. Then is the hospital size. In this picture, you can see there are three types of bed in the hospital. So, if more is the bed, more space is required and hospital building will be big. Now, how big in terms of number of bed the hospital should be? Because it is the bed of the hospital which gives the hospital different category, which you will see in the further slides. So, if the number of the beds are more, the hospital will require more space and the hospital will be considered bigger hospital. For example, the hospital having less than 100 beds are considered tier 2 hospital, whereas the hospital which have beds more than 100 is considered tier 1 hospital. More is the bed in the hospital, more will be the department functioning in the hospital and variety of the treatment the hospital can give. And that is why nowadays there is concept of single specialty hospital, which may be ophthalmological disorder treatment hospital, orthopedic hospital, psychiatric nursing home, etc. Then hospital size depends upon the important parameter, and one parameter is bed death ratio. If the number of beds available per death in the hospital, it means that beds should be always more than the number of death occurring. And 0.5 general, 0.05 ratio is considered the general number of beds needed per annual death. If the fetal death in a given locality is 200 per year, then number of the beds required will be 100. Another statistical method to calculate the hospital size is bed population ratio. The bed population ratio is denoted as A into S into 100 divided by 365 into percentage of occupancy, that is PO, where capital A denotes the number of patients admitted in the hospital or number of beds occupied by the admitted patient. S is the average length of stay from the date of admission till the head count for the admitted patient is done. Percentage of the occupancy means the number of the bed occupied by the patient divided by the total number of bed available. In this ratio, you will see that there is figure of 365. It denotes the total number of days which is there in 1 year. And average daily census, that is number of the patient coming and getting themselves admitted, into 100 divided by the number of beds available in the hospital or number of the beds the hospital is equipped with. From the functional efficiency point of view, it is advisable to plan two separate hospitals of 400 bed each, which has the certain plan for the future expansion, rather than one hospital with 800 bed. Means the bed is usually 800 which has been planned, but if we segregate the hospital into two different sets of 400 each, there will be more space to accommodate the expansion of the hospital, modernization and renovation of the hospital, future expansion, rather than one big hospital with larger number of bed. This is because when the bed size increases beyond 600, it becomes increasingly difficult to maintain a cohesive and coordinated administration. This is because the hospital is a complex service industry where all the persons working in the hospital are highly educated, professionally sound, and therefore the ego problem, attitude problem comes when the hospital administrator try to correct their action, try to correct their remark or attitude. And that is why if the hospitals are more than 600 bedded, means the number of the units for the particular disease will be more, which means that the number of the consultant will be more, the number of the admitted patient will be more, and therefore it will be very difficult to administer the operational part of the hospital in day-to-day scenario for the hospital administrator. Bed planning of the hospital. A hospital of 200 to 400 bed or more enable adequate department to be included in the hospital. So this figure is very important, because if the hospital has more bed, it means that it will have more bed to accommodate different specialty, different department, and therefore different type of patient with different illness will be treated. That is why if you expect that along with the general surgery, general medicine, pediatrics and obs and gynec, if the hospital should include the facilities of ophthalmology, that is eye treatment, ENT, that is ear, nose and throat treatment, dermatology, that is skin treatment, or if the hospital is planning for super specialized treatment like cardiology, cardiovascular thoracic surgery, neurology, neurosurgery, gastroenterology, gastroenterology surgery, treatment for cancer, treatment for radiotherapy, treatment for cosmetic component like plastic surgery, then the hospital bed has to increase, because more will be the bed, more will be the specialty, more will be the variety of patient getting admitted and treated. Civil hospital located in Ahmedabad is one of the largest hospital of India with the bed size of 2250 bed, and medical college is attached with this civil hospital, which is run by the government. In Maharashtra, the biggest government hospital is Jeje Group of Hospitals of Mumbai, and medical college attached to that is Grant Medical College and Jeje Group of Hospitals, with the bed capacity of nearly 1300. And Jeje Hospital not only includes the main Jeje Hospital building, but also hospitals attached in the peripheral part, which is also included in Jeje Group like Kama Hospital, mainly dedicated for pediatrics and gynec cases. Similarly, Gokul Das Tejpal Hospital, a general hospital attached to JJ Group, then is St. George Hospital near Mumbai. CST is also comes under JJ Group of Hospital. So, although the main hospital building may be somewhere between 600 to 650 bedded, because of the number of the beds in this peripheral hospital, the size of the hospital increases, and that is why the main hospital can give more complicated treatment like cardiology, cardiothoracic treatment, then dermatological treatment, then organ transplant, then cosmetology and cosmetic surgery treatment rather than the peripheral hospital. Then bed strength is calculated if it is equipped and staffed for overnight use. From this point of view, the beds which is included in the bed count is observation bed, then pediatric bassinet, because although these beds may not be occupied by the patient, but if they are occupied, it requires specialized care, it requires aggressive care. The following beds are not included in counting the bed count of the hospitals. And this is the observation bed, which is located in the casualty department. You don't know how many patients will come to the casualty department. So you don't know in what way the patient bed will be occupied. Second thing, the patient may come and get treated and do not require the occupancy of observation bed. So observation bed may remain empty during midnight. Similarly, you don't know at what rate the deliveries will be conducted in the hospital. Therefore, pediatric bassinet, which is available, is not counted in the bed count because you don't know the rate by which it will be occupied. Similarly, the incubators in the maternity suite is also not counted in the bed count. Then beds available in the labor room is also not counted in the bed count because you don't know at what rate the deliveries will be conducted, then at what rate the deliveries or newborn babies birth will occur, and the beds in the recovery room is also not counted in the bed count. Recovery rooms are usually attached to operation theater, and usually patients recover after surgery mainly from the effect of anesthesia. This type of recovery room is very important from anesthetic point of view because it is the protocol of health treatment that after surgery patient should not be shifted to the ward or ICU till the patient regains the consciousness, becomes verbal, obeys command, especially getting out from the effect of general anesthesia which was administered while doing the surgery. This recovery room is very important when patient has been taken up for surgery under spinal or general anesthesia like laparoscopic surgery, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy in the case of ops and gynec surgery. This recovery room is very important when the patient has been operated for open heart surgery by cardiovascular thoracic surgeon, organ transplant, hip replacement, knee replacement in orthopedic, or different type of cosmetic surgery like surgery required for correction of congenital deformity like cleft lip, tongue tie, or certain type of coloboma, that is non-fusion of the nose or oral cavity, especially in the pediatric age group. The pediatric age group is also important patient who are usually admitted in the recovery room because their body mass index is small and they require special type of anesthesia. Therefore, recovery of the patient from the anesthesia post-surgery in this class of patients are very much important. Technical planning of hospital requires the following points which should be addressed. First is the area of the hospital and the land required. In cities like Mumbai, it is very difficult to acquire and get the land in the commercial part of Greater Mumbai like Bandra, Andheri, etc. A classical example of this is Seven Hill Hospital, which was started in Andheri East. The hospital required long period to become operational because management was not willing to give the bed at very low rate which the government demanded. The government demand was justified on the fact that they had provided the hospital land nearly in takeaway price, very cheap rate, administered NOC giving subsidized rate of bill for supply of electricity, supply of water, disposal of biomedical waste, etc. And if the hospitals are not going to fulfill the desire or aim for which they acquired the land, then the government agenda, the government vision to provide the land for social cause does not get fulfilled. So the important aspect, which is very important from planning the hospital, is apart from the area and the land required, is accessibility and environment. Usually the hospitals should be located in the area which is well connected to road, well connected to railway station, usually located on the highway. The classical example of this is Sion Hospital and Lokmanya Tilak, located in Sion, which has the larger catchment area, and since it is easily located on the highway, it receives the maximum number of trauma cases like road traffic accident. The environmental factor also plays an important role. First, the hospital land requirement. In the urban area, there is always great premium on land. It is so much costly that it is out of reach of the common man. In the crowded area, 2.5 to 5 acres of land is required for every 100 bedded hospital. Therefore, if you want to make hospital of 100 bed in the greater suburbs of Mumbai like Mahim, Parel, Bandra, Andheri, you will get only 2.5 to 5 acres of land. Then is the site coverage. The total ground floor of the building divided by the total area of the site available into 100. Therefore, hospital may be spread over 5 acres of land, but it is only 2.5 to 3 acres of land that is acquired by the hospital building. The rest of the space may be utilized for setting up the oxygen plant, setting up the hospital incinerator, parking space for the doctor's vehicle, then parking space for the patient's relative, then they may also utilize the space for starting the different accessory or adjunct facilities available in the hospital like internet facility or flower shop facility or pharmacy shop or shop selling the surgical item. Therefore, although the site covered by the hospital is low, the total area of the hospital will be always bigger than the area acquired by the hospital building. Now, different hospital designs are, few designs of the hospitals are independent and high building. A classical example of this is Fortis Raheja Hospital in Mahim. Mahim is a very crowded area. There is land is highly costly. Therefore, they go for the vertical spread of the hospital rather than the horizontal spread. And this is only possible when the hospitals are well connected, when the hospital has got good power supply and power backup with the facility to transfer the patient from the ground floor to the upper floor by means of lift by means of good transport facilities. Few hospitals are usually compact and high building hospitals. A classical example of compact, low and high building hospitals is Seven Hill Hospital, located in Andheri region. Although the hospitals have got multiple buildings, but the hospital buildings are fused with each other so that there is proper utilization of the space and also proper utilization of the space for the proper service of the patient. Few hospitals have got connected low and high building. A classical example of this is government hospital like medical college and hospitals, and one of the classical example in Mumbai is JJ Group of Hospital, where you can see the main hospital building is 7-storied, whereas obstetric and gynecological department is 3-storied building. Similarly, main hospital building is seven storied hospital, but the other department like psychiatry department may be 2-storied building. Sometimes the hospital buildings are not well connected and they may be located far off from the main hospital building. This you can visualize in JJ Group of Hospital, where few departments are segregated and away from main hospital building. One of the example is Department of Dermatology and Skin VD, which is nearly 0.5 kilometer from the main hospital gate entrance. Similarly, you will see that ophthalmological department and prisoner ward is located in near the main gate, while hospital main building is few meters away from it. So different type of hospital designs are designed according to the amount of the land available, according to the grade of the city, and according to the demand of the healthcare in that particular locality. The two type of the hospital design which is mainly appreciated is diffuse type of hospital building. Diffuse type of hospital building is only possible when the hospital has got ample of the space to get themselves spread over larger area. This is only possible where the land is cheap and one can afford large piece of land for different diffuse type of hospital buildings. So this type of hospital buildings are usually concentrated to small towns like city of Nasik, city of Pune, city of Kolhapur, Solapur in Mumbai, as compared to city of Greater Mumbai. Usually one department is localized in one building and other department is localized in the other building. And usually pediatric, infectious ward, obs and gynec, dermatological department are usually separated and segregated from the main hospital building. Maternity and pediatric ward is also located on the separate building because of the different class of patient getting admitted there. One thing you will see that always maternity and pediatric ward and units go side by side, because after delivery of the baby requires more aggressive care by specialized specialists like pediatrician as compared to the general physician. Advantage of the diffuse type of hospital building is that since the hospital buildings are more diffuse, it has got better scope for expansion. The hospital may add on facilities in future, and therefore there is more space for futuristic growth and expansion of the hospital. This type of hospital can undergo easy renovation and expand the bed capacity, number of departments, and also add the bed to certain departments which are over flooded with the patient. A classical example of this is Nanavati Hospital in Mumbai, which was initially concentrated to main hospital building with not proper infrastructure. Now, since it is taken by different owners, they are planning and designing the hospital in such a way that they add on the different type of department. At the same time, they are also renovating the services and also adding the newer department, newer number of bed, and recruiting the variety of the consultant to take care of these facilities. Disadvantage of diffuse type of hospital building is that if the hospital buildings are more diffused, means require more cost, because these type of hospitals may require more infrastructure, more ground level reality in the form of starting the foundation of the hospital, and therefore the cost will increase. Since each hospital building goes through foundation and then vertical rise, it means that there is more wastage of money, at the same time there will be more wastage of time. And these type of hospitals will require longer time to get themselves completed and ready for the patient care. Since these hospitals are diffused and spread over larger area, the hospitals may not be interconnected to each other, and therefore it will require extra costs related to the power supply, related to water supply. Since these type of hospitals are more spread out, it will have the more department, and therefore it will increase the number of manpower employed to take care of the extra department, extra ward, extra number of beds available extra. Vertical and compact building. Vertical and compact building is the need of present day. These type of buildings are very much suitable for the city, metro cities like Mumbai, Chennai, Bangalore, Kolkata, etc., where land is very costly. At the same time, getting the land in the premium places is also very difficult. And if the building is more compact, it is easy to transfer the patient from the casualty to the ward to the ICU, because it requires less circulation of the patient from the receiving point to the point of definitive treatment. Since the building is more compact, more cohesive in nature, it requires less cost, because at one foundation cost or cost you can make a multi-story building. If the buildings are more compact, single system of air conditioning can be possible for entire hospital building. Therefore, this type of hospital building usually have the facility of centralized air conditioning. The disadvantage of vertical and compact building is that since the departments are very close to one another, very little space is available if the administrator want to expand it in future. For example, old hospitals had got very limited role in the radiographic technology, because initially there was only X-ray, but nowadays X-ray, sonography, then digital subtraction, angiography, then PET scan, CT scan, MRI, then MRI also, 3 TELSA MRI. CT scan was initially developed for the head, but now CT scan of abdomen, CT scan of chest, CT scan of neck, etc. is done. So when you want to add on these extra buildings, extra facilities in the original radiological department, and if the original radiological department is compact, you cannot have the space to add on this type of modern and new upcoming health infrastructure. Then if the buildings are more compact, in the case of short circuit and fire outbreak, there is increased tendency for the fire to get spread to the adjacent building, and this may lead to hospital disaster, because if the buildings are too compact, the fire brigade transport cannot enter into hospital and cannot extinguish fire, and therefore there will be more casualty in the terms of number of patients losing their life, because hospital is the place where different types of patients are admitted. At one end, the patient may be suffering from orthopedic problem and they are not mobile, or their locomotor system is affected. Moreover, few patients may suffer from neurological disorders like hemiplegic patient, patient of brain stroke, or sometimes the patients are less mobile immediately post surgery, whereas there are other class of patients where the patients may be healthy but because of the underage they will not able to move and require special evacuation, like pediatric patient, patient admitted in ICU, patient admitted in NICU, and therefore it leads to large death of the patient, huge loss of human life when such type of disaster happen. A classical example of this is the fire outbreak because of short circuiting occurring in PLS in hospital of Kolkata, where it occurred in the NICU area and more than 30 babies had to lose their life.